views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
All right, here we are on the final interviews at Enchanted Hills Camp, Everything EHC. I have another guest with me. This is a staff member. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Julie Cabrera, and I am this year's Arts and Crafts Area Leader.
Arts and Crafts Area Leader. How many years have you been doing the Arts and Crafts Area Leader?
This is my second year as the Arts and Crafts Teacher.
Yes, and this was my second year as the Enrichment Area Leader. So we have been working together 2 years in a row as area leaders. How do you feel about working with Maceo?
I mean, it's inescapable. I mean, there's the radio and the Hogan that finally got working.
Yeah, so we're able to communicate a little bit, but overall, I would say you're a great team member. We have a great time together, but overall, we don't see each other very often because you are in your world and I am in mine.
Most definitely.
How was your world this year, Julie?
I mean, you know, I kind of came in already expecting to be covered in paint, glitter, and children. So, I love it. I think I love, what I love most about it is not only the process of creation, like making something, you know, wonderful, but making a memory, you know, having folks come in and just chat and go at it, or people that start out with something and they're kind of hesitant, you know, they don't really have a lot of confidence in the ability to make any visual art or projects. And I say, no, that's not how it is. Anyone has the capability to make something beautiful. And I love being able to give people that little bit of confidence, you know.
Excellent, excellent statement. I totally agree with you 100%, only from the musical, obviously, an enrichment area standpoint. We get people who think they don't know 80s music but do, or think they never played a guitar before but love playing it. I love those kind of accessibility things, making people leave their comfort zone a little bit. You made slime this year. Tell me about that. How do we make slime?
Well, making slime is, I mean, it kind of blew up as a fad all over
yes,
the internet.
Yes, it's very popular,
it's
apparently.
It's very popular. And I kind of do the basic, there's plenty of ways to make it, but I do the basic white glue and borax solution kind of thing. But I mix it with different elements to give it kind of a separate texture, shaving cream, hand lotion, hand soap, whatever. You get all kinds of different feelings out of it. It's a really interesting like sensory experience, especially for folks who aren't super into like
yes.
sensory input. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a good experiment. And you know, some people come in knowing all about it. Some people don't know that much about it. And again, it's a little inclusion thing. Like I bet every middle and high schooler, like all their friends are making slime at home, but they've never had a chance to make it.
Right, right.
And it's horrendously messy.
Yes, people love it. We called some emergencies on some slime covered children this year.
Yes.
It happened. Tell me, I'm interested. Is that the first time you did that this year? With slime? Was that the first time you did you do it last year?
No, I did not do it last year.
I didn't
year.
Think that you did. And I'm interested, is that one of a few things that you did new this year that was successful? Were there any other new things? We obviously, you do the beading and the tie-dye and that stuff.
Oh, yes. Last year was very experimental in terms of my own confidence learning how to teach arts and crafts because you get into your own head as an area leader, like, will people enjoy this? Will they want to do this?
Yes.
So classics are classics for a reason. Tie-dye, beading, clay working, it's great. It's all good fun. But this year I decided I wanted to do something different because I've already kind of even gotten comments before, like, haven't we done this before with previous area leaders? And I'm
yes.
like, all right, let's do something else. So we brought back mask making, which is something we haven't done here in quite a few years. We did some like nature printing. Mm-hmm. So we haven't done printing here in a little while. So that was really interesting.
A lot of pinatas.
Mm-hmm. Lots of pinatas.
Yes.
This year I perfected my recipe. So they're actually
Good.
Breakable.
Yes.
And
nice.
They don't implode.
Good. And you were filling them with candy, which
oh,
people
yes.
love.
People
That's super
love
awesome.
The candy.
Yes, they do. Tell me about your individual experience this summer. Better, equal to, or less than last year?
I feel like this is probably one of my best summers. Partially for myself, I have a lot more confidence in the things I want to do. I've gotten a lot of really great positive input and feedback in terms of things I can do better, things I can work on, or just things I can add, you know, if I were to come back next year, or maybe even to give us suggestions to the next art area leader, if that's something that happens. And just in general, really great and supportive staff. People who are willing to stay with me after the period ends and scrape glue off tables.
Yes.
You know.
Super good team this year.
Yeah.
We both agree with that, with the helping aspect and everything that went on with the team members. We've heard from a lot of them in previous podcasts. I'm really glad we got to chat a little bit. Is there any personal thing that happened this year, something special or a memory, something specific, I guess, is what I'm looking for, a breakthrough moment? By the way, while you're thinking, I'd like to comment that everything that you're saying about the art as a year two person here at Enchanted Hills Camp, I feel exactly the same way as the enrichment area leader. You conveyed a lot of the same things that I feel down here, and getting an idea what works from last year to what works this year, and improving on the input that comes from all angles, from campers, from staffers. It's always a learning process, and always I'm always trying to move it on forward too, to add the old things with the new, which is why we're podcasting this year. So I agree with Julie 100% on everything she's said thus far. Is there any shout outs or anything you want to say? Anything personal you got? Go out while I got you here before we head out the door here. It's all finally over. It's kind of weird, huh?
Yep.
Bittersweet.
It's very bittersweet. I think I didn't realize how much camp meant to me until I kind of became a part of making camp mean something to someone else. And I think it's not one experience that I've had. It's many small experiences, conversations, creations, tiny epiphanies, little things that people just realize, like, I really like to do this. Or, you know what, I don't like to do this. Or, you know, lots of the Hogan is kind of, it gets loud and it gets crazy, but it's also a place for people to have some quiet time and get into their own head and, like, into that creation space. But sometimes that it gets a little lonely. So when you have more than one person in there, like getting into that creation space, again, it starts out conversations. It starts out, you know, trading friendships and memories and different kinds of advice. It's extremely fun. And I like watching those friendships start to grow and build inside of, you know, whatever medium is working in. You know, had people, whole choruses of people just singing along to the radio in the Hogan, or, you know, talking about this, that, or the other, how to clay work, or classes they've taken. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, even when I'm, you know, scraping glitter and paint off the floor, like, I can't help but smile at the things I've seen throughout the summer. It's beautiful. And I feel like that's kind of the best cap off I could have to my 10th year at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Perfect. That's a great, great way to end the summer, and a great way for us to feel good about what we've done. Congratulations on a great summer, Julie Cabrera, and congratulations on having a successful summer here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Are you planning on coming back, possibly?
I always plan to come back.
Me too. So we'll work that out next summer, and we'll definitely get a chance to chat again, I'm sure. I'm going to send you on your way with best wishes for the rest of your year, and thank you for being a great team member here at Enchanted Hills Camp.
And thank you too, Maceo.
Oh, thank you. All right, you've been listening to Everything EHC, and, well, there's more to come, so stay tuned.